The first book came out in July, so it's only been a few months, but it just feels like so much has happened since then. There's just been so much publicity and just so much like exciting things going on that just wouldn't have happened if like all of this hadn't came around. So no, it's really exciting. Can't complain about any of it.
And what's been the reaction to the book so far? What have people been saying to you? You're obviously really active on Twitter, mm-hmm. and you've got people all the time saying how much they loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's just great hearing that people love it because, I don't know, it's just something that you love and other people kind of sharing that with you. It's just, it's hard to describe, but no, it's an amazing feeling.
And you're interacting with the fans is quite important mm-hmm. to you, isn't it? You're always on talking to people about the book and what they like and what's coming up and stuff mm-hmm. like that, aren't you?
Yep. Just because I feel like people online, they've kind of watched this happen, they've been with me through the whole experience, so I just like to always kind of connect with them and share what's going on.
And you've got your second book coming mm-hmm. up, the second book in the trilogy. Can you talk about it, or is it, would that spoil it?
I can summarise it, I think.
Yeah, go on.
It's basically, it continues a year later from where the first book left off, and the characters are in New York for the summer now, and it's just, it's still quite complicated, their relationship, and it's just, I don't know, the second book is just my favourite one, especially because it's set in New York, which is an amazing city, and a lot of drama goes down, so and that's as much as I can say, I think.
And you've obviously spent a lot of time, I've noticed, you've had to kind of rework the books a mm-hmm. little bit. What was that process like?
Well, I've wrote all the books once when I was around like 13, I started writing them. So they did kind of need upgrading. So I've rewritten them completely from scratch all over again. So it's the same plot, but just so much better, just better written, more mature. So I'm really happy with how they've turned out.
And was that difficult to do, or did you kind of find that these new ideas were coming to you?
Sometimes it was hard because I didn't want to change too much, but I knew I had to. But overall, it was quite enjoyable just knowing where the story was going. Whereas the first time around, I wasn't sure how it was going to end or anything, so it was better this time. I just knew what I was going to do and where it was going.
And obviously, it's a trilogy. There's a third book as mm-hmm. well. And so many months have been spent writing, rewriting, getting ready for this. You must get quite attached to the story and the characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, overall, I've been writing about these characters for 4.5 years now. So I've essentially grown up with them. Like, I was only 13 when I created them. So I'm 18 now, so it's been a long time. So it will be hard once all the books are out to let go of them in a way, but I'm excited for the characters that are going to come next. So.
And people really care about these characters. Yeah. It's like they're real people.
They're obsessed, yeah.
What do you think the reaction is going to be to the second book? Do you think it's going to be what people expect, or is there a few shocks in there?
I think there is quite a few twists and turns in there, but overall I think people will really enjoy it. The characters are obviously older as well, so they're a lot more grown up. So it's just, they're quite different, the characters in the second book. But no, I think people will like it.
And going back to doing your talk, obviously you're still very young and must be the youngest author I know for sure. I mean, to people that listen to this, I know you've got quite a big fan base, but there must be other writers out there who are your age and maybe look at you and think, oh wow, I wish I could do that. Mm. What would you say to them if they kind of would love to follow in your footsteps?
Well, I just think that it's possible. Like, I never thought it was possible before. It was always just a dream job, and especially when you're young, you think that people won't take you seriously because, as I say, authors tend to be older. You don't really get much teen authors, but I like to kind of think of myself as an example that people can follow up to, and just prove that it does happen if you do work hard and just get your work out there.